Okay, hello everyone. We're here for the fifth podcast of Loser Town today. I'm Steven.
And I'm Steve.
And we're Anime Train. The S-Man is around here somewhere. I think he went to get a drink.
Yeah, I could use a drink.
Yeah, I could use one too. Anyway, today I wanted to talk a little bit about microphones. We use the Studio Project C1 mic. It costs only around $200. It's a large condenser mic, and I think it sounds great. I know there are still a lot of people out there with elitist attitudes when it comes to mics. You know, they think that you have to, spend $1,000 or $2,000 for a good one. And they always say that the Chinese-made mics, they suck. And maybe it was true a while back. But nowadays, I think you could get a very decent microphone, one that's made in China, for not a lot of money. For this podcast, actually, we're recording on the Behringer B5 small condenser mic. How much did we pay for this thing? Was it, $60, I think?
No. It was like $90.
Really? $90? I thought we got on sale.
Maybe we did. But it was at least 80, let's put it that way.
Still, it's under $100, right? Now, we actually got this mic specifically for miking acoustic guitar. This is a small condenser like this. You could use it for a lot of other things, including vocals. If you go on Usenet news groups, any of the music news groups, every time someone asks, what kind of mic should I get? I can't afford an expensive mic, and I only can get one mic. What should I get?
Yeah, what should I get? I want to know.
And you always get, someone giving the pat answer. Well, you can't go wrong with a Shure SM58 or 57. And I mean, it just comes right out of their mouths because they've read it so much and used it. Everybody always says this as the answer. I know the Shure SM57 and the 58 have this reputation of being all-around workhorses, that the so-called, industry standard. And I'm not saying that they're bad mics, but if you're talking about mics used for recording, vocals or instruments, then you really need to think about, consider getting a small condenser, because nowadays they're basically the same price or cheaper. And 9 times out of 10, I think you'd want to pick a condenser mic to record with rather than using a dynamic mic like the Shure SM57 or 58.
Unless you're miking an amp.
Yeah, that's true. Or if you're miking a drum, you would use one of those, a dynamic mic. But if you're in the store, just ask them and they'll let you hear the difference. Don't just blindly accept that these Shure mics are the one to get. Because I guarantee you, if you do a side-by-side comparison, and I'm talking about recording, like vocals, you're going to pick the condenser mic. Even a cheap one, over using a dynamic mic for recording. Those Shure mics, they're great on stage. They're performing mics, and that's not to say you can't use them for recording, because a lot of professionals do. You always hear the stories about so-and-so using the 57 or the 58 on an acoustic guitar, or they used it for recording vocals and whatever. But I think, for the most part, vast majority of people in the studio will use a condenser mic. So anyway, that's my rant on mics. Hey, Steve, grab that guitar. I want to let people hear how this cheapy Behringer picks it up.
The Washburn? Wait a minute. Let me get it. Okay, this is the Washburn. Nobody's going to mistake it for a Martin, but sounds decent enough.
you suck.
Yeah, well, that's her signature. Well, that's true.
Okay. I also want to talk about our recent trip to Charlestown over the Labor Day weekend. We're not really big gamblers, but sometimes it's fun to hit the slots.
Yeah, we don't usually like to do anything that involves skill or thinking.
Yeah, that's right. We just rely on pure luck. So, Steve, why don't you tell us how you did?
I ended up losing about $10.
Yeah, that's not bad.
And I ended up dropping 80.
Ouch!
Ouch is right. I couldn't win anything. You know, I would get those, you know, those bonuses, but they were always for little rinky-dink amounts, you know.
You know, the S-Men actually came out ahead.
Yeah, but, you know, I want him to tell everyone how I did it.
Hey, S-Man, get over here. Come here. Get over here.
Yeah, I'm making lunch, man.
Well, I just want you to tell everybody how you did.
Yeah, I ended up making, like, around $5, you know, total.
Wait, you know, come on. Tell everybody how you won the $5.
Well, you know, as usual, I went to my favorite nickel slot machine in the non-smoking section, and I put my $5, and on my third try, I won 100 nickels, double my money.
So what you're saying is you spent an hour and a half to drive up to Charlestown. You don't even play for a minute, and then you stop.
Well, you know, I didn't see any need to continue because I was ahead, so I cashed out, you know.
Yeah, okay, I see. So, what did you do with your winnings?
Well, I bought a, you know, a very nice taco platter lunch. It was delicious.
And there you go, folks. The secret to success at slot machines.
Yeah, and, you know, don't forget he had like a gallon of free soda, too, while he was watching us the rest of the time. So, you got to factor that in along with his $5 winnings.
Well, yeah, you can't argue with that. Okay, folks. That about wraps it up. Before we go, though, we just want to remind everyone to, if you haven't already, give something to the Red Cross or Habitat for Humanity or whatever your favorite charity is to help the victims of Hurricane Katrina. You know it's going to take a long time to get that area back up and running. And so do what you can. Bye.
So long, everyone.
Until next time.